Hey guys, okay, I am pumped and ready to go. And I wanna know, how are you showing up for yourself and your goals today? Are you bringing bitterness and negativity in from an external situation? Or are you choosing to push forward with strength and positivity? I don't mean positivity as sunshine and rainbows, but as you saying, I'm choosing to not acknowledge this lower vibrational energy and I'm not going to give this situation any of my time. You have to create boundaries. You have to decide that enough is enough in any and all areas of your life. You have to decide what you will no longer put up with. You are worthy of all of the happiness and love that you crave, but you have to decide that and stand behind the fact that you will never settle for anything less than. It doesn't just magically happen. It's time to start taking the steps in the right direction and walking away from whatever you need to disengage with. It's time to say, I know my worth and this is not it. When you let the negativity and toxicity go, you make room for the positive things and positive people to enter into your life. This means letting the negativity go completely, guys, not holding on to the bitterness with one hand while still trying to move forward. That's not how it works, and that's how you'll manage to stay stuck. You can't have one hand trying to reach for all the amazing opportunities that are waiting for you while also holding on to the resentment and anger towards someone or something. Let that shit go so you can move forward and grow. Stop stopping yourself. Your only limits are the ones that you are creating in your mind and setting on yourself. You're capable of accomplishing all of your goals, but you have to believe that. I can tell you daily how wildly capable you are and how amazing you are. I could tell you so many encouraging things until I am blue in the face, but things won't change for you in your life until you finally take those barriers off of yourself and see these things for yourself. Give it 30 days. Take all the barriers off, all self-doubt, all everything that you've placed on yourself, and watch yourself grow. Step outside of your comfort zone for 30 days and watch your transformation happen. Then, after 30 days, if you want to fall back into your comfort zone, then that's on you, friend. That's your choice. You're running your life, but I can promise you that the views are so much better when you are continuously stepping outside of your comfort zone. Like I always talk about, it is so incredibly important to say your affirmations out loud daily, not, you know, once a month, once a week, daily, because they help keep you on track, especially when times are hard and dark. But that's not enough. It's not enough to just say them. You have to put in the work that's needed towards them as well. It's not some overnight magic. It's hard work and consistency. It is failures, but continuing to push forward towards your goals despite them. Step outside of your comfort zone for these next 30 days and watch yourself grow, because I promise you're not going to regret it. And while you're debating on if you want to do that or not, just remember that your comfort zone is no longer serving you. You're just using it as a crutch. Call yourself out and realize that you are the only person that is holding yourself back. This tone that you're setting for your relationship with yourself and for your goals is the tone that gets set for every other relationship in your life. In friendships, family, work, intimate relationships, etc., you are teaching others how to treat you. And if you don't like something, then speak up. You aren't required to put up with toxic situations or shitty people that cut you down and disrespect you. There's nothing saying that you have to hang around these kinds of people. There's nothing saying that you have to digest this toxic information that you see all over social media. And there's nothing saying that you have to absorb all this negativity. A little tough love here, guys. That's all on you. Those are your choices that you are making, whether you realize that or not. You're choosing to be okay with all of that stuff. You're choosing to absorb it. At any moment, you could choose to change things. You could say, this is enough. I'm done dealing with all of this, and these are the changes that I'm going to start making. Once you start moving forward with your changes, you will have certain relationships crumble because you will be placing boundaries in areas where you had none before. This is where it gets really, really hard, and you will have to stand your ground and tell these people, you will no longer treat me this way. And if the disrespect continues, then walk away from that person and that situation. They are no longer allowed to have access to you or the journey that you are on. I know that things are gonna get super hectic during this time, so you need to stand firm behind this decision, especially when things get ugly and the storms come, because they will. You will make it through the storms, but you might have to hang on extra tight for a bit. When I was going through all of my chaos last year, I had so many days and nights of how the hell am I going to do this? And I would envision myself in the middle of nowhere next to this tree while this horrible storm was going on around me. Sometimes I would be holding onto this tree super tightly as if not to get pulled into the storm, and sometimes I would have my head in between my legs, covering my head with my hands like you do when you're scared and you're trying to protect yourself. I have no idea where this thought, idea, vision, whatever you want to call it came from, but every time I'd get overwhelmed, that's what I would picture in my head. And I knew that no matter how bad the storm was that raged on around me, that if I just held on a little longer, then I would make it through. And guess what, guys? I did. That is why I no longer put up with anything that disrupts my energy. That is why I am so quick to shut things down now. Excuses being at the top of that list. I have zero time for them, and so should you. So, while we are on this topic of no longer accepting excuses, a few weeks ago, I saw a quote saying, "You do not have to rebuild a relationship with everyone that you have forgiven," and that hit me like a ton of bricks. I used to be a fixer, and I'd fix things, even if I wasn't in the wrong, just so you were not mad at me anymore. And that sounds crazy. I would stretch myself thin and become miserable just to make others happy. Hello, unhealthy boundaries, and hello, very unhealthy tones that I was setting for myself and for my life. Tones of, well, I guess this is just what I put up with now, so whatever. Please insert eye roll here. Good gracious, Brittany, but I do not play that game anymore. I have worked so very hard over the last year to no longer be that kind of person. Now, I set healthy boundaries, no matter how comfortable they make me at the time, because I know my worth. Never again will I allow others to belittle me and disrespect me. But something that I really struggled with was rebuilding relationships, even if they were unhealthy. I didn't want to lose people in my life, so I would band-aid situations, even though they were toxic. But let me say it again. You do not have to rebuild every relationship with every person that you have forgiven. And that is something that I really had to learn. Sometimes people are just unhealthy for you. You can forgive them and still want nothing to do with them. The forgiveness is for you to let go, to move forth, and to step into something bigger in your life. That doesn't mean that you have to try to rebuild a relationship with someone that is toxic. Whether that is in a relationship, a friendship, a family member, etc., I want you to take that weight off of your shoulders and know that it's not a bad thing to move forward without certain people. It does not make you a bad person, even though certain people will make you feel this way. This is you setting healthy boundaries for yourself and for your life. Remember this, you are currently and always have been worthy and deserving of healthy relationships with people. Stop selling yourself short just because you think that you're not worthy of certain things. Say yes to all of the opportunities that are going to help you grow and say no to all of the other BS and noise. It's okay if you don't feel 100% ready because you never will, guys. But if you take this step and then another, you will grow and you will learn things along the way. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable and trust yourself enough to embrace this growth. Take a deep breath, get out of your head, and just do it. Over this last year, I have been scared 99% of the time. The things that I did by creating boundaries and by changing my life were all done while I was terrified. I didn't know what was going to come next, but I never backed down because I knew that I needed to embrace this journey and I needed to embrace all of this change. Growth does not come from things staying the same, and giving up on yourself when things get hard won't get you any closer to your goals any faster. I know boundaries and all the other things that I post and talk about, that they're difficult to set and do, but please keep pushing forward and working on setting them and working on yourself because it will all pay off. Continue pushing through the fears, the uncomfortable situations, the heartache, and all the hard work. I have worked so freaking hard on conquering my mountains, and I kept pushing forward despite everything that was going on around me because if I was going to crash and burn, I wasn't going to go down without a fight. There was nothing easy about it, nothing easy about this process, but it feels so freaking good now, guys. Always remember your worth and always remember that it is absolutely okay to be aware of it. It's actually more than okay. It is so incredibly important that you do know it. That doesn't make you cocky or whatever word people like to throw around. You can be humble and know your worth. It's not one or the other, and don't ever allow anyone to make you feel bad for standing up for yourself and for knowing your value and for knowing that you'll no longer tolerate. I am worthy of the space that I take up, and so are you. We always hear, speak up, but don't become too loud. find your strength, but make sure that you don't act on it too much because it'll intimidate others. I'm going to continue to be too loud and too much. I'm going to continue to stand up for myself and for others. I'm going to continue to empower everyone around me. I found my voice and I will never be silenced again. I want you to go out there and conquer your mountains, and I want you to remind yourself of your worth every single day. You are being prepared for everything that you've been working so hard towards. Now is not the time to give up. This is your week. This is your month. This is your freaking year. Love you guys.